Allen trying to come behind, pick it up, pass into the mix, goes out of bounds. Isaac trying to save it. He tipped it up. Lenny blocked Isaac from getting to the ball, but he almost worked around him and saved it. Couldn't quite pull it off. All right, here we go. Lenny over to Jaeger. King Cove, under a minute to go in the first quarter. No look pass over to Tommy for three off the top of the iron. Isaac and Lenny fight for the board. Lenny tries to pass it inside the paint from underneath the baseline. It goes out of bounds, hits him on the way out. Standpoint down by 14, 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Here we go. Joe Mark brings it up. Isaac wasn't quite ready for it, but he's able to save the possession. Gets her a chance. Oh, 360, or actually say 180 into the paint. Puts up a shot. Fade away, good for two. 12 now for Standpoint. They're down by 12. Here comes Jaeger. Tries to penetrate. Passes down below the paint. Standpoint picks it off. Here's Boston. Fast breakaway. Gets knocked over. Keeps the ball. Finds Colin. 8 seconds. Chance. Jumper is short. Picked up by Logan. To Lenny. He's got a shoot. He looks for the pass. Isaac picks it off and he'll hold on. And there we go. First quarter action done. Standpoint goes to the bench down by 12 against King Cove here on senior night. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
All right. Well, I'm not sure whether he's going to hear me, but you are tuned to KSTP, and we finally got the audio put together. 1 second. Let's see this one.
Standpoint reminds boaters that with warm weather here, many of us will be heading out on our boats. So please, make sure that you and your passengers are wearing life jackets and are aware of all Coast Guard rules and regulations. This message sponsored by the Alaska commercial company Sandpoint, where they have a wide array of goods for you and your family. For further information, call 383-3111.
All right, giving Austin Roof a little break. I know that he's got somebody doing the Facebook Live on the Illusions East Boroughs School District's sports website. They've got a live coverage of the game. He's bringing us some play-by-play. So, you are tuned to KSDP. We have the T-Jacks and the Eagles live in Sandpoint. We'll get updates throughout the ladies' game from our board member on the mainland, Amy Mack.
All right, we're ready to come back.
Whenever
here.
Austin is ready, I'm going to hand it back to him.
There's the second quarter underway now. Isaac Gunderson will throw in for the Eagles as we begin the second quarter. Joe Mark with the ball. He's going to take it over to the left-hand side and pass over a chance for three. Much-needed three-point shot. Goes off the front of the rim. Hits Brennan on the way down. Joe Mark's waiting for it. He'll dish it outside to Isaac. Joe Mark, hump face. Short of the rim. Or it hits the front of the rim. And a jump ball called there as Brennan gets a rebound. Took that one in the face pretty hard on that way down, but he's been okay. All right. Looks like we're going to have some basketball game, hopefully, from King Cove after this. So make sure you stay on board. We also have games tomorrow morning. There's a fast place by Jaeger. Knocks Josh down on the way to the basket. Brennan for a long two. Drains it. Brennan's a great shot. 26 now for King Cove. 12 for Standpoint. Senior night here, like I was saying, stands are mostly filled, but you might feel squeezed in here. Isaac loses his dribble, looking for help. Good defense by Jaeger. Over to Joe Mark, who drives into the paint. Runs into all sorts of traffic, and the breadbasket is picked by Brennan. Fast break. Oh, Isaac. Nice stutter, takes it into the paint, up the right-hand side. Jumper from about 5 feet out. No good. Picked up by Brennan. Can't connect. And the rebound goes to Isaac Gunderson. He's transitioning real fast. Standpoint. Chance tries to chase it down. Brennan gets a rebound over to Lenny. Lenny's going to run up real fast over to Logan on the left-hand side. And I think Logan's going to take his time here. Yep, he'll pass it back outside. Tommy for three. Good line, just a little bit to the left. Easy rebound by Sean, or Jaeger, And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Kyle Settles. And, man, Sandpoint is down by 16 right now, 28-12. And as I was saying before, this is a real heartbreak because Sandpoint's done a great job against King Cove this year. But we're down Rowdy Tripp due to injury and Emmanuel Crone. So two key players for Sandpoint down right now. So Kyle's talking to them, trying to get the Coach Settles, trying to get things figured out. And then the ladies over in King Cove, they play at 11, so we should get a little bit of both games this game. So stay tuned to that as well. We'll try to get some action playing over there in King Cove. See how the ladies square off, especially now that Anna's back in the mix for Sandpoint. 28-12, still the score here as we get into the final round. Next week, hopefully we're fighting to get some people in to do the play-by-play for regionals, so stay tuned for how that shakes out. We'll keep you updated here. Go to apradio.org for more information there. All right, there we go. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Smith with the ball. Sandpoint has possession. He's met by Jake. Oh, what a screen by Hawk. Devin on the floor now, looking for help. Picked off. His pass was going over to Colin, but it's picked up by Jager. We got a big line change here. Hawk, Devin, shot for King Cove. No good. I was going to say Julian Ashton, Hawk, Devin, and Colin on the floor right now for Sandpoint. All right. Ball in the hands of Colin. He takes it up. Deflected by Tommy Mack. Totally clean. Oh, Devin responds with his own. Oh, rebound goes to Terry Pick. Oh, Hawk gets pushed down as Lenny goes up for the layup. A lane violation by Sandpoint. As they're all confused, and this is starting to snowball here. 28-12 the score in favor of the T-Jacks. Brennan gets the pass. Lenny goes wide over to Devin Osterback. He's going to run the ball up. He sees Colin travel. Yep. Held on to the pass too long. Kicks a few extra steps. Line change here. Chance, Isaac, Boston, and Gilmore check back in. Ashton, Devin, Julian, and Hawk sit down. 28-12. Under 6 to go here in the first half. King Cove with the lead. Help the boys kind of figure things out here. Here comes Lenny with King Cove. Over. What a deflection by Isaac. Man, that was Memphis going up on the right-hand post, but Isaac is right behind him just deflects it. Top of the rim. Colin gets the board. Turns into the paint. Sends it back outside the call to Chance. Now the ball, Boston. He's got Joe Mark trailing. Joe Mark pump fakes. Could have taken the shot. Pump fake draws the foul. Goes to the line for two. They have these opportunities for the shots, but they're taking their time. And I think they need to do that. Let the plays run. Joe Mark's at the line, looking to get a couple points on the board for Sandpoint. It's been pretty quiet for them on the scoreboard. Now for Sandpoint. With the ball, puts it up. Good. 14 for Sandpoint. They're halfway there to King Cove now with 28. Tommy brings it up for the T-Jacks. Over to Jager. Moving inside, met by Colin in Boston. Good shuffle. Oh, Isaac just gets right into that pass. Colin on the breakaway. Lenny's right next to him. Hacked on the way to the basket. Foul on Lenny. And that's maybe a couple fouls against Lenny now. He's going to have to watch out. Yeah, Coach Barker calls Lenny over, probably going to tell him to watch out on the fouls. King Cove. Collins' first attempt, and 15 now for Sandpoint, looking to build some momentum here. Collins gets the ball for a second shot. That one's up. Off the back iron. Boston trying to get the rebound, but Jaeger just gets in front. Outlet over to Tom. He's driving in. Oh, nice break by Lang. He passes over to the opposite side of the post. He wasn't going to be able to make that happen on the way to the basket, so he looks for help. Lots of white jerseys in the way. Gets tipped out of bounds. King Cove will throw in underneath the basket. Here's Jaeger. Looking for the bounce in over to Lenny. Lenny takes his time on the side of the perimeter. Colin with some tight defense. Turns in, gets past Colin, puts up a jumper, no good. Memphis fighting for the rebound. It goes to the hands of Isaac. Oh, it hits his knee and right to the hands of Jaeger. Can't quite get to go down. Good defense by Joe Mark. Here's Isaac. What a pass by Isaac. That was probably split between two defenders, and it had to be an inch of a give on either side. What a pass. 4 left in the quarter. 28-15 in favor of the T-Jacks. Lenny trying to break in. Looks to pass it outside. Loses it. Picked up by Boston. Well, yeah, right behind him. I think he overthought it. Put a little too much pressure on himself. Ball out of bounds. Gonna go to Kinko. Or Sandpoint, sorry. Sandpoint trail by 13. In the quarter. All right, got the ball moving around. Colin looking for an opportunity. Over to Chance. Chance penetrates into the paint, jumps, puts up an in. 28-17. Here we go. Ball now in the hands of Seagulls. Memphis. Pump fakes down to Logan in the paint. That one just can't quite go down. Jaeger got his hands on the ball, but Joe Mark picks it up now. And here's Sandpoint with another opportunity. Slowly closing the gap here. The Sandpoint's down by 11. Joe Mark for three at the top of the... Oh, pump fakes. That was good defense by Logan. Colin hits the top of the backboard. No good. Chance with the second opportunity. Fought for the rebound. Puts it up and in. Chance is really, really contributing again here. He had a big game last time that they were home as well. Sandpoint now trails by 9. They were down by 14 just a few minutes ago. Count the tray. Tommy. Big shot from downtown in the corner. 31 now for the T-Jacks. 19 for Sandpoint. 2:33 quarter. Oh, behind the defense. Joe Mark just snuck right in there. Isaac knew he was there, though. Fast pass. Almost misses it, though. Man, it goes right back. Hits the top of the rim. Comes back down. Sandpoint down by 10. Jaeger juking around. Looks at the basket. Says no. Passes to Lenny. Lenny trying to get it in. Foul. Brandon Gunderson. Reffing for us down here, doing a good job explaining to the boys why he's calling. Seeming a young Joe Calver over here in Brandon. Not going to lie about that. All right. Beautiful attempt, but just a little high. Isaac trying to get there. Does it. Left-hand side. Lenny was with him the whole way. Doesn't foul. Sandpoint trailing by... And he gets the pass down the left-hand side, puts it up. Sandpoint back down by 10 now. 90 seconds left to go in the quarter. Try to run in some defense. Loses the layup. Boston on two attempts. Just can't quite get it to go down. Almost gets his third rebound. But Isaac will pick it up. He takes a shot from Jaeger. Nice moves. Collins all around him. Picks up Boston on a double team. Behind the back pass to Memphis. Memphis. Wow, juke fence. Great layup on the baseline. Oh, it doesn't go down. That was great plays by Memphis, though. Here's Joe Mark. Moving fast. Fade away. Oh, the jumper is kind of a James Harden step back. Will stick. Sandpoint down by 8. Less than a minute to go here in the half. Things really heating up. Tommy Mack feeds to Lenny. Over to Memphis for 2 from about 5 out. No good. And these boys are just trading scores back and forth now. Here comes Sandpoint with the ball. Top of the key, Joe Mark moves in. Nice defense by Lenny, looking for help. Can't quite find anyone to pass to. Turns around, sees a wide-open basket, takes a shot off the front of the rim. Ball's loose. Jaeger picks it up. 19 seconds. Logan. Up by 12 now. He's got Joe Mark open on the baseline. He's going to take it in. Misses the layup. Ball in play. Goes out of bounds. And the buzzer will go out. Coach Barker looking very happy at his boys coming in here. Yeah, he's getting the big high fives. They're up by 12. And as we go into the second half, Sam Point's going to have some rebuilding to do, but I think they've got it in them to do it. We'll see what happens. King Cove's on fire right now. Great matchup. We'll be back in just 10 minutes here on KSTP.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould & Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Shumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Carving you up, all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire.
Bruce Springsteen. So we've hopped out of the 90s. We are into the 80s, and we are at halftime. Sandpoint and the King Cove T-Jacks, the Eagles and the T-Jacks, are facing off right now. We will probably come mid-game for the ladies and the rookies, the Lady Eagles and the rookies over in King Cove. We got a couple more minutes. We'll fill that out and give some hugs to our sponsors and give you some Rick James. Because we're going to give it to me, baby.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
There we go. A little telephone love. How about Boston? with Party. Okay, we're getting close to the end of the halftime, and I'm just waiting for that "Hey There" from Austin Roof. He's up there live at the Sandpoint School. They've got a pretty packed game right now, but if you are on the island, go on up. You can catch the second half of the boys' basketball, and we'll bring you live coverage if you can't get in. Always, just tune right to KSDP, 830 on your AM dial, streaming live around the world, apradio.org. Peter Gabriel in the meantime.
Cover me when I run. Cover me through. written in the stars. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in the eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
Dua Lipa right there. We jumped into the 2020s. This is Virgil. We are still waiting to hear back from Austin. And who knows, they might have some halftime show that's just going wild. It is senior night. Congratulations to everybody. Here right now, Enemy by Imagine Dragons.
Wake up to the sounds of the silence that allows for my mind to run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told when my back is to the world that was smiling when I turned. And the laughter in the halls and the names that I've been called. I stack it in my mind and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worse fit in the mind.
Against Sandpoint, looking for that rebound. 21 seconds left in the third quarter. 51-38 in favor of the T-Tex. Lenny will bring it up. Over now. Oh, a pass behind the defense. Logan was cut in the wrong direction. That's going to go out of bounds. Sandpoint looks like they'll have the last opportunity for a shot here. Takes it to the floor. Brennan picks up over to Logan. And can't get it. He just can't quite get it off. Yeah, after the travel. And, man, Going into the fourth and final quarter, Sam Point just cannot quite get things into gear here. They're down by 13. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
This station receives support from Raven Alaska, offering twice weekly flights from Sandpoint and Cold Bay to Anchorage. More information at ravenalaska.com or 800-866-8394. Raven Alaska, we call Alaska home.
All right, we're going to be going live back to the Sandpoint Gymnasium here in just a few seconds. We're waiting on Austin to turn his microphone back on and bring you some more of the high school basketball play-by-play. Sorry for the music genre jump. I had to start playing some things from the most recent Billboard Top 20. So I'd gone and gotten them, so might as well play them, right? This is Virgil. This is KSDP. Hey, Austin, are we going to hear from you? Let me throw one more underwriter in there. Thank you.
Programming on KAEB is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management. The Sandpoint.
Fourth and final quarter here, live in the Sandpoint Auditorium, King Cove. Tommy Mack will throw it in over to Jake. Here we go. King Cove starts things off. Looking to finish strong here. The T-Jacks want this win. Nice pass. Gets behind the defense. Over to Lenny. Good for two. King Cove right away off to a great start. Ball for Sandpoint. Collins takes inside. Pass almost picked off by Jaeger, but Isaac gets it back. Take it inside. Chance is able to work his way around, puts up a jumper from about two out. No good. Rebound goes to Collin, though. He's on the baseline looking for help. Foul on Memphis. Collin was really looking for some help there. He's able to finally dish it out to Isaac. But Memphis, with some great defense, put a little too much contact on him. All right, throwing it in there. Isaac gets over to Chance. Chance is able to get back inside. Jomar for three. He was open. Doesn't take the shot. Chance now underneath the basket. Good for two. Sandpoint running the plays. Looking to build this up without using the three-point shot. All right, here we go. King Cove moving up. Jaeger with the ball. Over to, checking in, number 25. Long shot for three. Doesn't quite go down. Boston's able to chase it. Gets it over to Jomar. Jomar on fast break. He's looking down court. Sees Isaac trailing. Fadeaway jumper off the back iron. No good. Jaeger Sean with the rebound. Moving up fast. Oh, what a great play by Isaac. But Jaeger pump faked Isaac. He deflect that shot. Here we go. 55-40. T-Jacks up by 15. Isaac. Looking for the ball to move around. Gets a nice triangle pass going. Collin passes it into the mix. Isaac gets it on a fadeaway jumper. Puts it in. Good for two. What a shot. Here comes Jaeger. 6 minutes left. High pass to Memphis. Just goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. Here's the throw in over to Isaac for the Eagles. Sandpoint brings it past the half court. Jaeger beats him up front. Going towards the basket, 52. 55-44. Sandpoint down by 11, trying to close the gap. Jaeger puts up a shot, no good. Rebound over to Isaac. He's on a fast break up the sideline. Crosses over, gets past the defense. Trying to hand off to Boston. Are they going to call that? And, yeah, Lenny. Freeze. And I'm going to tell you right now, Brandon Gunderson down here on the court is reffing with confidence, to say the very least. This guy really looks like he's got it. Brandon saw him slide the foot in and put some movement in there for the block. Lenny's going to have to sit down. He's got four fouls probably to his name. Joseph also sits down. We've got Tommy, Jager, Memphis, Brennan, and Logan. Good squad on the floor right now. Isaac misses his second attempt, still down by 11. Long pass down court is picked off by Jomar. He's going the distance on the left-hand side. Good right-hand layup. Same point down by 9. 5:30 left in the game. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a chart. No. We're going to call that looking against Jomar. Yeah. Okay, so that was a blocking call there against Joe Marquez. Or not blocking contact. But... Oh, travel. Yep, Memphis got the ball. Shot up. Colin was waiting for him the entire way. He goes up, and that's the travel. Came right back down. Didn't put the shot off. Sandpoint down by 9. 5:15 left. Chance for 3. Nice. Almost in. Didn't go down. Picked up with an outlet pass over to Logan. Nice cross the post over to Brandon. Good for 2. Here's Jomar. Taking all the way in. The boys are not shooting for 3 because, man, Isaac for 3. He's going to take it from the baseline. Drains it. Sandpoint brings it in now within 8. Brings up for 3. Answers back off the front of the rim. Rebound goes in the hands of Memphis. Boston rips it out. That's going to be a foul. Yeah, Memphis jumped right back on top of Boston to try to get it, trying to force a jump ball, but really, Boston had clear possession of the ball, and that'll be a foul against King Cove. And I don't know what they're going to do here. There was a really delayed transition there as Ashton was checking in for Sandpoint. They're going to get the time to put the player. King Cove up by 8. Isaac, fadeaway jumper, gets fouled. Isaac's going to line for 2. 57-49, still in favor of the T-Jacks. King Sandpoint is really looking to get their way back into this game here. 4:24 left on the clock. They've got more than enough time to pull this one off. First attempt, good. Same point down by 7. This is where King Cove oftentimes really kicks things into gear, though. Isaac with second chance. Goes to the line, puts it up. Hits the rim, back down. Jager goes down hard. I think he just ran into Ashton. And Ashton goes. Oh. Jager on the fast break. Ball stays in the hands of King Cove as it goes tips out by Isaac. All right, six points between the two teams. Here's Memphis over to Jager. Cross the post, Boston picks it up. Oh, pass to Isaac gets tipped up by Brennan out of bounds. Sandpoint will stay in position. Good hustle there by Brennan. All right, Joe Mark brings it up for the Eagles, met by Tommy. All the way in, good for 2. Sandpoint really mounting a comeback, trailing by 4. Here comes Jager, met by Jomar. Defense being called out, Brennan for 3. Left wide open. Oh, sinks it. Isaac almost gets the ball stripped out of his hands. Oh, picked up by Jomar, he did one for 3. Tommy falls to the floor, leaving Isaac wide open for 3. Oh, hits the top of the rim, doesn't go down. Picked up by Colin. passed right into the hands of Tommy. Tommy, looking for an opportunity. Logan, cherry picks it and misses it. And, oh, contact as Isaac goes down and a head check there against Logan. And Logan was kind of going for the rebound, kind of hip checks Isaac and takes him down to the floor. And, you know, Sandpoint's now in bonus and a very skilled player out there. He knows how to drop out. .325, lots of time on the clock for Sandpoint to close the distance here. We'll see if they can do it. Isaac at the line. First attempt is up. Hits it. Now down. Six. 1-1, another opportunity. Chance is going to come right back in for Ashton. Kinko has been dominating this game most of the way, but Sandpoint really on a tear right now. Let's see if they can keep closing the gap. Isaac for his second attempt hits it from the rim. Tipped up, and Isaac will pick it right back up. Drives the paint. Jumper from the free throw line to the right of the rim. Falls on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. Good hustle by Memphis. That will give King Co. possession. 60-54 in favor of the T-Jacks. 3:16 left to go. Here comes King Co. with the ball. Jaeger. Jaeger now over to Tommy. Back to Jaeger. Oh, what a pass, but picked off. Almost. And Sandpoint's a little bit more aware of that great passing game. Joe Marks driving all the way in. Deflected. What a clean deflection by Jaeger. He's with the ball now. Up by six. Tommy looked open for three. Hits it from the rim. Does not go down. Ball in the hands. Oh, man. Logan is a master of getting behind the defense. He's right there. Gets the pass. King Cove now up by eight. Keeping Sandpoint at bay. Man, both these squads going hard. Shot by Isaac. And there's been so many drives. Can't get it to go down. No shots from three-point territory. Very interesting. Colin drives it in. Jumper. Hits the glass. Doesn't go down. Chance. Clean deflection. No good. Ball loose though. Picked up by Chance. And now he's going to take a look at the sideline. Memphis all over. Backs down. Chance for three. Good line. Hits it front of the rim. 62-54. 2 minutes to go in the game. And Jaeger will get the ball and quickly slow things down. Oh, man. Everyone was all eyes on Jaeger. Brennan was wide open. Gets a laser pass. Doesn't get the shot go down. Memphis on the putback. Jaeger was just theatrically dribbling the ball. All eyes were on him. And he just lasers it down to the baseline. King goes up by 10. Joe Mark drives in, fakes the pass, hard, no good. And that was a technical call, not a technical foul, but like a there was a hitting of the backboard that occurred. So maybe it's goalkeeping, I'm not sure what they're going to call that. It's against Sandpoint, though. Colin sits down, Boston sits down, Boston is huffing and puffing. Joshua checks in. Ashton checks in. Full court press. Sandpoint looking to really close out strong here. They've got 10 points between them. Good passing. Over to Tommy. Memphis now with the ball. No look over to Jaeger. He's got Isaac all over him, looking for that turnover. Gets it. Wild pass. Not really wild, just a little bit wide. 1:19 on the clock here. Sandpoint's going to have a real hard time getting 10 points. 30-second timeout being called. Thirty-second timeout called by Coach Sells. He's got. I guess something happened here. I guess it's going to be really hard with 1:19, but it can be done. We'll see what Coach Sells has as he comes out of the lineup here. Again, looking for an opportunity. See if we can't get the next game coming your way here. The score right now. Just got a note from Miss Amy Mack. 12-8. Rookies up. That was 10 minutes ago. Give that response back, and hopefully we can get over to those guys over in King Cove. We'll keep you posted. So again, 10 minutes to go. Rookies are up 12-8. Lady Eagles and the rookies always have those close first quarters, and then the the rookies just start to slowly build away. But Anna Wilson is back for the Sand Point, so let's see if that changes things up, or how it will change things up. Great job killing all momentum, as Sand Point has really struggled hard to get things rolling here, and sometimes engaged, but just couldn't quite run away with it. Joe Mark, Euro steps, up to the middle, no good. Jaeger with a rebound. The basket. 60 seconds left. We're going to need some three-point shots here from Sand Point. They're going to even have a chance to close the distance here. Isaac penetrates, forces the jumper, no good. Put back by Ashton. Good. Need a three-point opportunity here. To bring it within nine. Ashton's going to the line. We'll see if this can give Sand Point something to move forward with. Off the back with the rebound. Foul on Sand Point. Kinko will throw in on the sideline. 50 seconds left to go here. Kinko up by 10. Devin's going to come in. And looking to see who's going to sit down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Trying to see who's sitting down now. I can't really tell. All right. Looks like Isaac sat down, actually. Yeah, Isaac sat down. All right, Sand Point with possession. Over to Jomar. Sand Point, chance for three. Puts it up. Just short. Hits it from the rim. Rebound to Tommy. He's going to take it all the way. Nice defensive juke there by Jomar, but Tommy's able to calmly put it up and in. King Cove up by 14 now. And really, this is a game, 14 seconds on the clock. We'll see if one more shot goes off by Sand Point. They're passing around the yellow line. They'll probably take a long three. Here we go, 6 seconds. Good screen set up. Single up to the rim and no good. Final score, 70 for King Cove, 56 for Sand Point, 70 King Cove, 70, 56 for Sand Point. Tough loss for the Eagles as they go into their final series of this season here against King Cove. But we'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning here live for more boys action. We'll see how a night's sleep and also a party. Sand Point's having a party here tonight between the two squads. See how that affects the game. We're going to go back over to you, Virgil, and we'll see if we can't set up a little bit of a King Cove action. We'll be back here on KSCP.